Hello again, and welcome back to As It Is. We are here 7 days a week to help you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, we tell you about important events that are taking place in our world. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we begin with a story about converting a common plant into fuel. Then, we will meet a woman who thinks she can contact people who have died, but she uses her skill to help the living. Now, let's get started with part one. An airplane maker, an airline, and a biofuel company are working together to make fuel from tobacco plant seed oil. The companies are Boeing, South African Airways, and Sky NRG. They are using a new tobacco plant known as Solaris. The Dutch biofuel company, Sky NRG, developed the plant. It contains less of the drug nicotine than traditional tobacco. Christopher Cruz is here with more details.
Julie Felgar works on environmental issues for Boeing. She said the plant also has many more seeds than traditional tobacco plants do. She said only the oil from the seeds will be used to make biofuel now, but researchers are trying to develop ways to use the entire plant to make fuel. The companies expect the tobacco seed biofuel to be produced in the next few years. Boeing said test farming of the plants is happening in South Africa now. The company said both small and large farms are involved. There are two major reasons companies are developing biofuels. The first is the growing price of aviation fuel over the past 10 years. Second, airlines want to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide they release into the air. The gas is linked to rises in atmospheric temperature. Boeing said biofuels could reduce carbon releases from planes by 50 to 80%. So tobacco will not meet much of the fuel demand. But experts believe it will help to increase the use of biofuels in the industry. Today, biofuels are used on a very small number of flights. Ms. Felgar said it is difficult to predict when most of the world's airlines will begin to use biofuels. But she said developments over the past 7 to 8 years suggest that time is near. Boeing said airlines have flown more than 1,500 flights using biofuel since its use was approved in 2011. There is criticism of biofuels. Some people argue water and land used to grow plants for fuel should grow food crops instead. Critics also fear widespread use of plants to make biofuels will cause an increase in food prices. Ms. Felgar said Boeing is working to ensure its biofuel comes from plants that are not used as food crops. She said South Africa was a good place to begin the use of biofuels in large passenger planes. She says South African Airlines is very progressive in its support for the environment. And she said biofuel production there will help rural tobacco farmers who have been hurt by decreasing demand for their crop. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. You are listening to As It Is from VOA. All humans share two life events, birth and death. However, people deal with death in many different ways. Culture, religion, personal beliefs, and fear all influence our reactions. Sometimes death seems so sad and terrible that we look for help, for comfort, sometimes in unusual ways. Ana Mateo tells us about one of those ways.
Abigail McCarthy remembers awakening and walking outside her bedroom one night during childhood in Johannesburg, South Africa.
As a small child, I remember in the house we were staying in, quite an old house, and waking up and there was a woman at the top of the passage, thinking it was my mother calling for her. And when she turned round, I saw it wasn't my mother.
Later, people told her that the woman she said she saw had died in the house years before. Today, Abigail McCarthy is in her early 40s, with long dark hair and intense blue-green eyes. She was about 6 years old when she believes she started seeing dead people. She says that at first, she felt very afraid of talking with what she calls spirits of the dead. But she got over her fear. She became a medium, a person in the middle, so to speak, of the world of the living and the world of the dead. She says being a medium, a bridge to the afterlife, did not come easy to her. She says the more contact she had with the dead, the more she understood that she was helping people deal with death. Ms. McCarthy says that people often struggle to accept the deaths of their loved ones. This is especially true of those who die in terrible circumstances or terrible situations. Ms. McCarthy now works as a medium at a spiritual healing center in Johannesburg. There, she has dealt with people at the lowest points in their lives. People who have lost their life partners, or parents who have lost all their children in auto accidents. Ms. McCarthy says her clients often ask her to finish unfinished business. Things like unsettled anger or hurtful words that may have been said. Some people come to her looking for forgiveness. Abigail McCarthy says her communication with dead people begins on a blank, empty page. She asks her clients, people who come to her, to tell as little as possible about the person they want her to reach. Then she says she just starts talking. She says she does not really see dead people in the room. Instead, she says, she feels their presence and sees them in her mind. She adds that what she sees is not like in the movies.
I literally see in my mind a person or a place or how they look, what they're wearing, what they are saying or trying to give across. Nothing bizarre happens. Room doesn't shake. Things aren't knocked over.
Ms. McCarthy does not hurry to call her so-called ability to communicate with dead people a gift.
I hesitate to call it a gift, but maybe. I do believe we've all got our gifts. I don't agree that it's something that's special or that you're above others.
Some religions condemn or forbid attempts to contact dead people, and even working with a medium is considered a sin. Ms. McCarthy says that in the past, she often wished that she was not a medium. She wished she had a more normal career. But she says she has learned to accept her ability, and she says she enjoys helping other people. I'm Ana Mateo.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for spending some time with us today. As It is part of Learning English, and that is part of The Voice of America.